This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us this hour from the panhandle of Florida, where he's probably going to be looking at Ida in the distance, we hope, it's none other than Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. There they are. They bated breath. Okay, thank you. Good night. See ya. Bye. There they go. Waited with bated breath. I got them on a hook there. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
We pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, of course, we've got this situation in Afghanistan right now. Unfreaking believable what happened yesterday, but I guess it was to be expected.
Sadly, yeah. And it should have been prepared for. You know, we should have been ready for this. This is unacceptable on every level is the understatement of the millennium. The response by the Biden administration has been just dismal, unprepared and dismal. And when you're negotiating with people who practice al-Taqiyya, and what al-Taqiyya is a tenet in Islam that allows the devout, and that's what the Taliban are devout Islamists. They follow the Quran to the letter. Mm-hmm. It allows you to lie to non-believers to advance the cause of Islam. So everything coming out of the Taliban's mouth has to be considered suspect 100% of the time, because they're advancing the cause of Islam. So any guarantee they make, you can't take at face value. So you don't. But the Biden administration seems to have always just, they're just going to trust these people as if they were equitable people to negotiate with.
Yep.
They're not.
Yep.
And then what do they do? Well, you know, we wanted to give them a list of the people that we needed to get to the airport. Oh, my Lord. They just gave the Taliban a kill list of Americans and American assets. How incredibly inept and moronic can anybody be? So the question is, Is this really ineptitude?
Well, you have
is
to.
Is it really ineptitude?
One would have to think there's a certain amount of intentional things going on here.
Absolutely. There's no other way to explain it. If these people are that stupid to be able to be doing this because they're naive, then how the hell did they get elected to office?
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have 13 military men dead. We have 18 seriously wounded. We have 72 civilians dead, probably more going to die. And we have 100 or so seriously wounded.
You know, you've got multiple reports, not just one, multiple reports coming out of Afghanistan about them already using the lists that were left behind because we left paperwork behind. We didn't burn anything. We just left. And they're identifying people, and they're hunting them down, and they're killing them.
They are. Yep.
They're killing the families. They're beheading the assets that we had over there. They're starting to shoot people in stadiums, you know, like they did the first time. And their idea of an inclusive government is a government that includes the worst of the worst of the Islamo-fascist terror groups from around the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's reports of women being set on fire because they didn't cook well enough for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you got the Christian women that they set on fire anyway.
Yeah, So, you know, this administration's got a lot to answer for. They've got just the blood, saying they have blood on their hands. Isn't even close to being accurate. And quite honestly, the people that voted for this idiot have blood on their hands too. And it's time we start reminding the people who voted for Biden, who were so happy about voting for Biden, that this is what you elected. I didn't vote for this idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't vote for this idiot.
Nope.
Thinking people didn't vote for this idiot.
Nope. And he did not get 81 million votes. Sorry.
No.
Nope, did not. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is the website. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break. Give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and that's a total of terrestrial and internet and satellite radio listeners, too, because we're on a whole bunch of places all around the world. Now, it's amazing how our friends at Moss Nissan get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now remember, Moss Nissan's motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, make sure you test drive the hottest SUV on the planet right now, the Rogue, the Nissan Rogue. Now, clean trade-ins, commanding a great resale value, so take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. You might have extra money in your pocket you didn't realize you're going to have. So, Moss Nissan, the home of the You Serve, You Save program that gives active duty military, veterans, and first responders, as well as church pastors, a great deal on your vehicle. Don't forget, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and a brand new dealership coming in about a month. I can't wait. I'm going to have a grand opening to go to. Yeehaw! Online, you can find them at MossMAUSNissan.com. MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That saves you a bunch of money, too. All right, let's go back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We've got a couple of callers on the line, so we're going to go right to them. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike down here in Sarasota.
How are you, Mike?
Oh, hanging in there. From what I see with this Afghanistan, I smell a big skunk and see a bunch of whole yellow bellies up there at the round table.
Mm.
I think everybody needs to take and call and jam that system up there and say, bring them home. Bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge everybody to do it. All
yep.
radio stations, websites, whatever group you belong to.
Yep.
Just jam it. Bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we do that, Yellow Belly might get off his butt there and do something about it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike. I'm going to give the phone numbers out right now, but thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, be safe, people.
All righty. Here we go. 202-224-3121. That's Congress. 202-224-3121. And the Senate is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. All you got to do is when you call them, you give them your zip code and you get your representative. Okay, Frank, we got another caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, this is Craig. How you doing, sir?
Hello, Mr. Craig. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing as well as can be expected in light of the circumstances.
Yes,
it's good to talk to both of you gentlemen this morning. You know, my opinion of this is what I find absolutely reprehensible is that the House and the Senate have not really lifted a finger in regards to what's going on other than a few rogue Republicans speaking up.
Right.
You know, the bottom line is there was a political cartoon yesterday that had a picture of the Taliban holding a gun up to the current president, and the Taliban was saying jump, and the president was saying how high, and he had blood on his hands.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact of the matter, I think we all realize this, and I'm probably being a little bit redundant, but this man is not competent enough to be an administrator in a one-room schoolhouse out in the middle of a prairie.
Yes, sir. You're right.
It's a sad state of affairs when the leader of the free world can't even put two sentences together, and he looks like he's walking to the buffet table in a senior citizen home whenever he walks up to the podium.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely the most reprehensible time I think that we've had in our country. When I watch him, it's almost kind of like watching a rerun of the Keystone Cops, you know?
Well, we got to get him out of there, Craig, and we got to keep calling our politicians and telling them, say, hey, the time for playing is over. Time to get serious. Get rid of this guy. Impeach him, 25th Amendment, do something, don't care, get rid of him.
Well, here's my question, Captain.
Yeah.
Okay, we kind of have like Bozo the Clown standing in line to take his place. That to me is not a palatable alternative. what the heck are we going to do?
Well, I'll try to explain that, Craig, but I'm going to let you go, and thanks a lot for the call, and I'm going to tell everybody who you are here in a minute, okay?
God bless you, my friend.
Amen, brother. Okay, Frank, that was Craig Gross, my very good friend, a Gold Star dad. And he has a lot of emotion when it comes to something like this because of his son losing his life in service to his country.
Well, absolutely. They've diminished the worth of everybody over, at least the media and the White House have, you know, that reducing them to numbers.
Yep.
And then he's got a great point. The Democrat Party does this on purpose. When they elect a radical who's a president, just like they did with Obama, they put an imbecile with his vice president, so people go, well, I guess we can't impeach him, because look what we would get.
Yeah.
You know, and if we go ahead and we impeach both Biden and Harris, let's say that we went to remove them together, because you can, who do we get? Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
So our backs are kind of against the wall on this.
Yep, but I think we gotta go do it, like it or not. And I don't think Kamala Harris could handle it. I think she'd screw this up big time. And she might even wind up quitting because she couldn't take the pressure. You know, she's been out of town on a little vacation trip there to Vietnam, probably to put a few dollars in her pocket along the way, I would think. But I just don't see her being able to take the pressure. But Biden's got to go. Now, what's the one word?
Both of them will stay.
What's the one word that excited the entire world yesterday and lit up the press corps that Biden said?
It's the same word that validates what I just said about both of them staying, and it's called instructed. When they said he made the biggest slip of his administration so far when after his manufactured speech on Kabul and what happened, He said, I've been instructed to take some questions from some reporters.
Yep.
Okay. Let's ask the question even that the total of the media asked yesterday. Yep. Instructed by whom?
Yep. And by the way,
instructed.
By the way,
you know, when you're taking things from a handler, mm-hmm. from a chief of staff or something, you're saying, well, they told me to take questions. Not instructed. That's a demonstrative word.
Yeah. He actually had the questions in front of him, so he knew what the answers were.
No, he knew who he was going to call on too, and that's become routine.
Yeah.
You know, you only call on the friendlies out there. If he goes off script, he gets in trouble. So I want to know, the world leaders want to know, even the media today, which was so in bed with him during the election that they were having children.
Right.
You know, who is calling the shots here? Wasn't Kamala. She was away from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Too stupid to do that anyway. You know, they know that. It's not okay. Biden. So who's pulling the strings? Who's calling the shots? Who's instructing mm-hmm. the President of the United States to take questions from the media?
All right. Speaking of questions, we got Bagammon Bob on the line. Okay, Bagammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. Well, as far as who's pulling the strings, I think it's Team Obama in the background. And the other thing I want to say, it's obvious that he's never going to go back into Afghanistan, although I think that's the only real viable course is we just have to go back in. That's all there is to it. But what about having a Joe's got to go impeach Biden rally in Washington, D.C.? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, no, that's not a bad idea, okay? That's not a bad idea at all.
But, you know, just like we were saying when we said Tom Daschle has to go, Harry Reid has to go.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful what you wish for on this one.
Mm-hmm.
He should be impeached, but we've got to be a little bit more creative on this because when you've got Valerie Jarrett and the Obama people, and he's absolutely right, that's who's calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
This is Obama 2.0. The same people that were in Obama's administration are back under Biden, so the same reprobates are making the decisions.
Yep.
So it's not about Biden and it's not about Harris. It's about who's behind the curtain pulling the puppet strings. It's time that curtain be pulled back mm-hmm. and those people be held accountable. They need to be removed from influence in Washington, D.C.
All right, my friend, we're going to have to talk to you on Monday morning. Here comes the music. Have yourself a great weekend and try to stay dry. You got a big old storm coming your way.
I'll stay low. You stay low, too.
All righty. That's Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, the website, undergroundusa.com. We're coming back with our good friend, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, to talk about Afghanistan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden on Thursday addressed the suicide attacks at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan that killed 13 of our military family, as well as up to 100 Afghan civilians attempting to flee Taliban takeover. The Biden administration overstepped our constitutional boundaries and has been put back in place by the Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling Thursday. The court previously ruled that the administration could not extend the evictions ban because of the coronavirus pandemic past July 31st without explicit congressional authorization. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe I will in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. They have four dealerships in the great state of Florida, and you can hear me at every one of them on the radio some way or another. So guess what? Why don't you just truck on over to the Everglades Equipment Group store nearest you and check out their reliable equipment, the fair prices, and the extraordinary service that they offer. And also, don't forget about the fact if you got a green thumb, guess what? They can help you out with the little garden you got, or maybe you got something going on with a nursery. You're planting trees or bushes or shrubs or whatever. They got all the equipment, the utensils, and even the plants to help you out. So check them out. That's Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, on the line, we've got our good friend, retired United States Army Colonel Kevin Wright, who served some time in the military, made a career out of it. Colonel, welcome to the program.
Hey, welcome. Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you, as always.
Now, I got a question for you. You know, the expression was made somewhere along the line, Afghanistan, the time, or the country that time forgot. Well, we're not forgetting it now, are we?
No, we're not. And, Captain, that's true. And for those that study history or apply history, they would know that. And clearly, this administration, our leaders, have forgotten even recent history, let alone long-term history. But, you know, I often say that if others can say and capture my thoughts and feelings and words in a way, I will always defer to them. So I'd like to share just a couple diverse words in reaction to what happened yesterday and in reaction to the President Biden's response to that.
Sure.
I'd like to start with Congressman August Pfluger, who's a Republican from San Angelo, Texas. Mm-hmm. And this is what he said. As a veteran, it is shameful to see the chaos President Biden has caused in Afghanistan. President Biden, Americans demand to know your plan to protect lives and prevent further casualties. You must establish dominance by any and all means necessary to ensure the safety of every American life. There will be a time for accountability, but right now I implore my fellow Americans to come together and show our troops that we support them. Their efforts are not in vain. Mm-hmm. So that was my politician's quote for the day. But you had a Gold Star father come on, and here's one from a veteran and a Gold Star father, bringing it closer to home here in Florida, mm-hmm. and it's pretty good, too. This is from Don Weaver. My first reaction goes back to September 10, 2010, when my family loaded into my car and we drove to Dover Airport to receive the body of our son, killed the day before, September 9, 2010, in Afghanistan. The veteran and chairman of the Brevard Veterans Memorial Council said his late son, First Lieutenant Todd Weaver, was just 26 years old when he was killed in Afghanistan. My heart goes out to them because there's no way to describe the reality that doesn't sink in, Weaver said. While many have expressed shocking confusion about the unraveling situation in recent days, Weaver said he wasn't shocked. I had hoped it wouldn't happen. Somehow nobody miraculously would be killed getting out, but I knew people would die or be tortured, especially our Afghan people that helped us so much. No way they got them all, he said. And then finally, or I shouldn't say finally because we'll talk about what Biden had to say yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is from Seema Azeem, who is a refugee from Afghanistan, has lived in America for a while here in Florida. Mm-hmm. To be honest at this point, she says, I think there's a mixture of being angry but also heartbroken. I feel the same way as Azeem. She says she's been following events closely and will continue to advocate for innocent Afghan civilians and women. Azeem urges Americans to focus on those desperate need of help and to listen to demands of the Afghan people. That's interesting. And then we go back and we look at what President Biden had to say, and this has zero credibility. President Biden yesterday said, we will not forget. We will hunt you down. We will make you pay. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. And you compare and contrast that, ironically, with the words of President George W. Bush after 9/11, who said eerily very similar words, but, of course, the country was united, and we came through true to that. And, of course, it turned into a nation-building exercise, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But at least we were resolved, and it did lead to meeting a particular objective after 9/11. But now we don't know what the objectives are, and we're not sure at all how our leading political leaders intend to pursue objectives, let alone what they are. And for the first time, I think, we have a very broad consensus that our senior military leadership is at a loss and doesn't know what to do and are not being truthful to the American people. And to me, that's the saddest thing. Americans stand true with the foot soldiers on the ground, but they're starting to lose credibility. And to me, that is one of the saddest outcomes right now. In addition, of course, to the loss of lives now and the loss of lives that will most certainly follow here in the short term.
Yeah, and unfortunately, having gone through September 11th and the anniversary coming up, I do believe that something is going to happen somewhere on that day or close to it, and I just hope it's not anything of the immense measure that we had back on September 11th. I'm hoping it'll be in some other country somewhere, not here in the United States, but we know they're here, Colonel. We know they're here.
That's right. That's right. They come across the southern border, vetting. You know, many of these refugees, of course, it's inevitable. They will come into Florida. They will come into Tampa because, you know, we got Special Operations Command there. It's a very yep. reasonable place, and I have no objections to that. We do need to vet, and I think there are certain of these Afghan refugees that we do need to welcome and do that because we as a nation owe it there. We just got to do it the right way. Just like I was back the extraction from Afghanistan, but sure as hell did not back it in the way that it is being accomplished or not accomplished by the current administration. And that's the travesty.
Well, that's true, because we all agree that getting the troops out of Afghanistan is a good thing, but it's the way they're going about doing it.
Precisely.
Yep. And it's just, it defies logic. For example, we, and I'll go back to another era because I can, because I can relate to it because I was there. Vietnam. We destroyed equipment when we left the base. We destroyed it. We couldn't get rid of it, you know, take it with us. We blew it up, period.
Yeah, and you know, President Trump, of course, gave he had comment right there, and I watched that in its entirety. It was on Hannity, I believe, it aired. But
yeah,
he started out exactly right, and he said exactly what you did. Is that the plan, which in the post-Trump derangement syndrome disorder of the new administration, they totally disregarded that and decided and went back to square one.
Yes.
With preparation and planning, which didn't occur in short order, but that's precisely what we would have expected to happen. And if the conditions weren't met, then we would still be there in force, and we certainly wouldn't have gotten it backwards,
right,
and had brought out all the military before securing all the American citizens. And of course, I think people are rightfully scared that we're going to have the largest hold on people. It is going to make those that were held by Iran pale in comparison with the numbers of Americans that will be held captive.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was doing the math on what we had a week or so ago left over there and how many they said we got out, and I was started out the week with about 5,000, and now they're saying there's only 1,500. They haven't gotten 3,500 out this week. I've been watching the numbers. They've only gotten several hundred, like 400 or 500. That's it. So there's about 3,000 people, to my thinking, and looking at their own numbers, that are there in country.
Yeah, the administration is running a media campaign. They have put more energy into the media campaign to make chicken, you know what, look like chicken salad. And it's not working. It's not going over well. And if they put the same energy into painting a rosy picture on, or painting, putting lipstick on that pig as doing the right thing, I think we'd be in better shape. But,
okay. Well, Colonel, real fast, I'm going to see you this afternoon. Tell everybody what you're doing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you there. We're going to be down at the Carlisle Inn in Sarasota. We're going to have a great bunch of patriots there with the Republican Liberty Caucus. And at the backdrop will be what we're talking about here. We're also going to be talking about the bright lights in the future, about how we can move ahead.
Okay.
The Bureau of Rights and Liberties.
We'll see you then. See you then. The computer's going to cut you out, and there it went right there. All right, we'll be back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming up with the sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Wines and Decor in Sarasota. By the way, Dominic sent me a picture from the compound down there in Costa Rica yesterday showing his flag flying at half-mast. Way to go, Dominic. And I know he's listening to the show right now. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Also, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Their phone number again is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, on the telephone line, we've got the Scorch quarterback extraordinaire Patrick Hyland. What's going on, sir?
Good morning, Captain. Well, top story would be Chris Sale. He had another immaculate inning, Captain, and that's 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts, and sit him down. And only one other guy's done that 3 times in his career. This is his 3rd time doing it. That's Sandy Koufax.
Yeah.
So he's in pretty good company doing that. So I've got to give him credit. Boston tore him up yesterday. Yankees are hot, though. They beat the Oakland A's 7-6, and it's 12 in a row for them. They're making a strong rush here at the end for the AL East. It's going to be one heck of a division down the road here. With the Yankees, Red Sox, the Rays, going to be something else. Toronto Blue Jays, good division, good ball there, to say the least. Cleveland beat Texas 10-6. Giants won 3-2 over the Mets. The Mets had a shot to win their division, and Atlanta is hanging in there with all their injuries and their pitching, but they're finding a way. They're going to win that division, and the Mets had a chance to win that division. So for everybody up there, all our folks up in Atlanta listening, they'll enjoy that. Good for them. Dodgers win 4-0. Dodgers probably are your front runner to win the World Series again, Captain. But, you know, anything can happen in that type of series. But there has been some repeating in sports. Tampa Bay Lightning, back-to-back. So we'll see if the Dodgers go back-to-back.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if the Rays can get back in the scheme of things and go back and see if they could win another or win a World Series.
Yeah, exactly. They've been to them, but they haven't won one. And we'll see if they can get back to the World Series. They have a good shot, too. They find a way to win that team. You don't have a bunch of superstars, but they play as a unit, and that can mean a lot, too. So, and then Baltimore won 13-1 over the Los Angeles Angels. Speaking of the Rays, former manager of the Rays, Phil Mann, is there. He's having a rough time of it there. So we'll see how much longer he's going to manage. Look, he put Tampa Bay on the map, though. It's great managing and getting the guys in there. A lot of guys don't like the cybermetrics, Captain, but it seems just to work. So you have to go with what works in today's sports world. It all comes down to winning.
That's what it's about, because if you don't win, you don't stay around.
Exactly. And it might be boring. We've gotten away from the bunting. It's a home run derby now. It's shifts of the infield, different pitchers for different hitters. It's just changed the game. But it's still a great game, in my opinion, to watch and enjoy. NFL, this will be the final preseason week, Captain, and then they'll have next weekend off and Labor Day that Monday, and then they kick off the season September 9th. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be hosting the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people looking forward to that.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it really will be. We'll see what Dak Prescott has to offer after his bad injury last year. It seems looking good. So we shall see. College football this weekend starts us off for decent games. So,
by the way, when did they change the name of the Indians? At the end of the season?
Yeah, it'll be the Guardians next year. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'd have to say Bradley Zimmer hit a two-run homer, 460-foot was the measure, into the second deck at the ballpark last night as the Cleveland, what'd you say,
Guardians.
As the Cleveland Guardians beat the Texas Rangers. Good Lord. That's all. They named them after a bridge, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, Captain, we're talking about, you know, this, and we're chuckling. We worry about this, and then people don't even know what's going on in Afghanistan.
Oh, I know too much about Afghanistan. Let me tell you something. We lost that young lad that fell off the airplane, the 17-year-old.
Yes, sir.
He was a soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the national soccer team. That's how bad he wanted to get out of the country.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, everybody badmouths, not everybody, but a lot of people badmouth the USA, but they don't leave or they come. That amazes me, Captain. That sure takes a lot of gall, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something else. Well, and then we have a little bit of NASCAR, you know, finishing out here.
Turn left, go fast.
You got it, man. So looking forward to that. But, you know, Daytona this weekend, Captain, I'm looking forward to that. So that should be a lot of fun for people. And
you should go over there.
I just might, Captain. And it'd be a lot of fun to go watch that. It's always a neat place. You talk about excitement. You don't really appreciate the sport till you go watch it live, Captain. I used to not really, you know, get into it that much. But now I'm like, you know what? It's talent, man. And you got to have skills. The car means a lot, but the guy driving it has to be something. It's just like a jockey on a horse. You know, give him credit to handle that type of situation.
So, okay, well, we got to run, Jeff, so I will talk to you on Monday, my friend.
talk to you, Money Captain. God bless everybody. Please check out the show on this flagship station, 11 to 12 this Sunday. We'll be talking sports. Thank you.
All righty. That's Patrick Hylan from the Sports Zone, and he's talking about right here on Sunday mornings on this station, my flagship station in Tampa. Give him a listen, and you'll know what you've been missing. Okay, here's what Patrick Hylan does, by the way.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hylan. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hylan, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hylan, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Yeah, and he's helped me out with my gap that I had in there, and it's taken care of now, so we got all that taken care of, and that's a good thing, so check him out. Now, got to close the week, and we'll be talking more about this tonight, but got to close the week out with what's going on in Afghanistan. You know, I agree that we should have gotten the troops out. I also agree that it should have been done in a different manner, that it's been totally botched the way it's being done. And Donald Trump had everything set up in an orderly manner, and all Joe Biden had to do was follow it. That's all he had to do was follow it. But no, they got antsy, and they wanted to do it quicker and this, that, and the other, and they didn't do it the way it was set up to do. So what did you think the results were going to be? This was destined for failure to begin with. And I hate to tell you this, but if you have a plan, it's just like the old addendum. I'll give you this comparison. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And there was nothing wrong with the plan they had. They could have used it, and they could have done very well by it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't wish for any bad thoughts or bad ideas for the folks that are out there. But we're going to have to keep our eyes on the prize this week in Afghanistan, because they're going to try every which way to humiliate and embarrass us some more over there with the things that they are going to do. And they're going to try to, every chance they're going to try to attack us. But, you know, ISIS is back, ISIS-K. They're as brutal as... not as brutal or more brutal than the Taliban. And yes, they are working with them. Even though some people are going, oh no, the Taliban and ISIS don't get along. Oh, this they do. And I will be back tonight with a weekend edition. For those of you that don't hear me on the weekend, I'll be down in Sarasota tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Carlisle Inn. See ya. Have a great day.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.